large quantity of things, and you wanted to, let's say you had some syrup or molasses or something like that, and you wanted to put it up in smaller bottles, you'd have to have one of these things that you...
A funnel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's generally what you would use to put things from one into another.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, let me see. What about, you have driven horses, haven't you? You ever drive horses on a wagon?
Not in years. And when I did, they were always hitched up by someone else. And most of the driving was done by someone else. Uh-huh. I do know that a few of the turns, like for instance, if you wanted the horse, if you were loose reining the horse, and the horse is well trained, you could give him verbal commands such as gee to go to the left and haw to go to the right, and of course mm-hmm. whoa to stop, and not giddy up so much as just, you know, which is the same thing you would do, you know, for a horse that you're riding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever use one of those things to
a whip
that you mm-hmm. hit horses with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, there are different kinds of whip. Of course, you know, the coach whip, buggy whip, and of course a riding crop, you
uh-huh.
know, which you use, of course, when you're riding the horse itself.
Uh-huh. They're different, really different kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, I think of the coach whip more often as when I think of coach whip, I think of the snake known by the same name.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the coach whip?
No.
That it's a snake whose head is dark brown and shades off to almost metallic blue, and so it looks like the brown handle. And
that's a kind of snake that's around here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's supposed to have certain legendary powers. There are a lot of legends about snakes around here, but you might want to get into this sometimes later.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of snake called a
coach whip.
Coach whip. Well, tell me about that. I'm interested. I really am.
Well, I'm not sure about all the legends. One of the biggest legends of the coach whip, I think probably the name comes from its coloring.
Mm-hmm.
there was a legend when I was about 8 years old that a coach whip did not strike his prey or his enemy or anyone who frightened him, anything like that. He would whip him to death. He would just latch him to pieces with his tail.
Uh-huh.
So that's one legend there. Then, of course, there were two other legends that I don't know if they're referred to specific snakes. The leaf-nosed snake or the hog-nosed snakes were considered then to be more poisonous than anything else, of course, and they're not. They just look fearsome, but they're not. But they really terrify the kids. They look very viperous, even though mm-hmm. they are not. But then two snakes which I feel that are almost purely legendary are the glass snake and the hoop snake.
Hmm.
And the glass snake are, you know, that if frightened, you just fall into fragments. Just like the snake in the Don't Tread on Me flag.
Yeah.
And then when you go off, you kind of just join up his pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
That was just a legend. There's no such snake.
Oh, okay.
But the glass snake was able to recouple himself together like a train, you know. And then the hoop snake, to get away from his enemies, used to take his tail in his mouth. And I think this is interesting, because you have here the image of the Ouroboros, but he would take the tail in his mouth and roll away. Mm. And this is the first time I've ever thought about the hoop snake. I wonder if, perhaps, the hoop snake is not possibly a legend growing out of the archetype of the Ouroboros.
The Ouroboros, what's
that? The world serpent with his tail in his mouth.
Mm.
You know, in Norse mythology, it would be the Midgard serpent.
Mm. You're beyond. You're over my head.